by. Good day, and welcome to the Everglory International Group Incorporated First Quarter 2010 Earnings Conference Call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Wilson Bao of Everglory International Group Incorporated. Please go ahead.
Good morning, and welcome to Everglory International's First Quarter 2010 Earnings Conference Call. Before we begin, we would like to take a moment to go through the company's safe harbor policy. The statements contained in the conference call, which are not historical facts, may be deemed to constitute forward-looking statements within the meaning of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual future results may differ materially from those projected in such statements due to a number of risks and uncertainties, all of which are described in the company's filings with the SEC. Everglory does not undertake any obligation to update forward-looking statements, except as required by applicable law. Now, I would like to turn the call over to Edward Yihua Kang, Chairman, Chief Executive Officer, for the strategic overview of the business, followed by Emily Guo, Chief Financial Officer, who will provide a financial review. Edward?
Good morning, and welcome to our first quarter 2010 earnings conference call. The first quarter 2010 was encouraging for Everglory's wholesale business and its retail business. Our wholesale business is improving, reflecting general economic conditions. Having undergone a financial crisis, some suppliers and clients were limited. Surviving suppliers and clients might be subject to the same story. They also might become stronger and healthier as the general economic conditions stabilize step by step. In the past year, Everglory has been seeking opportunities from the crisis, adjusting the formation of customers and production, striving for operation safety, and securing cash flows so as to realize improvement in current operations. I strongly believe that in the future, our wholesale business will get even better. We are happy to report the major growth and expansion of our retail business through our Lagogo stores, which shows the strong momentum we have with our retail strategy. Our retail business consists of retail channels, sales directly to consumers through Lagogo located throughout China. Despite the difficult economy, the latest wear market remains strong and continues to be the largest and fastest growing segment in the Chinese apparel market. This is reflected by strong sales trends in our retail segment. During the first quarter of 2010, we recorded over 6.8 million of retail sales compared to 2.5 million last year. As Lagogo enters this its third year, I believe, based on the business of the previous 2 years, through perfecting design styles and improving our store management efficiency, we will strengthen and enhance them store sales, upon which we will further expand Lagogo's presence in China and lay a better foundation for continuous development. In terms of our nationwide expansion, we opened 13 new Lagogo stores in the first quarter of 2010. And now we have a total of 195 Lagogo stores in China as of March 31, 2010. We expect to open additional 8 to 100 stores in 2010. At the same time, we will actively seek cooperation with international brands in order to enlarge our retail business scale and enter the Chinese domestic market. Overall, we are pleased with our result in a challenging global environment. Even in such a difficult operating environment, we remain profitable company with positive cash flows and labor debt. We believe that we are positioned for growth over the long term and look forward to updating you on our progress. We view the challenging global market environment as an opportunity for us to capture great market share. I will now turn the call over to Emily Gore, our CFO, who will take you through the numbers for the year. Emily.
Thank you, Edward. By now, you have all seen Emgore's press release with our related financial results. So I will use this time to highlight key points in the first quarter of 2010. During the first quarter of 2010, net sales increased 27.5% to 26.1 million from 20.5 million in the first quarter of 2009. The increase was attributable to the increased sales both in our wholesale and our retail business. Sales generated from our wholesale business increased to 19.4 million or 7.8% compared to 18 million in the first quarter of 2009. The increase in our wholesale business was primarily attributable to increased sales orders from our customers in the United Kingdom, France, and the United States. Retail sales from our Lagogo increased to 6.8 million or 166.8% compared to 2.5 million in the first quarter of 2009. The increase in our retail business was primarily due to the same store sales increased and more stores opened. Now, as of March 31, 2010, we have 195 Lagogo stores. In the first quarter of 2010, gross profit increased 50.2% to 5.4 million from 4.7 million in the first quarter of 2009. Gross margin decreased 2.2% to 20.8% in the first quarter of 2010 compared to 33% in the first quarter of 2009. Gross profit in our wholesale business decreased to 3.6 million or 7.1% compared to 3.9 million in the first quarter of 2009. The gross margin decreased 3% to 18.6% compared to 21.6% in the first quarter of 2009. The decrease was primarily due to increased raw material prices. Gross profit in our retail business increased to 1.8 million or 118.5% compared to 0.8 million in the first quarter of 2009. The gross margin decreased to 27% compared to 33% in the first quarter of 2009. The decrease was primarily due to adjusting the selling price down for increasing the sales volume. Income from operations for the first quarter of 2010 decreased 4.6% to 1.8 million or 7% of total sales compared to 1.9 million or 9.4% of sales in the first quarter of 2009. Selling expense increased 79.6% to 1.7 million in the first quarter of 2010 from 940,000 in the first quarter of 2009. This increase was primarily due to an increase in salaries and total number of retail staff, as well as the increased decoration and marketing expenses associated with the promotion of our Lagogo. General and administrative expenses increased 3% to 1.91 million in the first quarter of 2010 from 1.86 million in the first quarter of 2009. As a percentage of total sales, general and administrative expenses decreased to 7.3% of total sales for the 3 months ended March 31, 2010, compared to 9.1% of total sales to the 3 months ended March 31, 2009. The decrease was due to better control over these expenses. For the first quarter of 2010, GAAP net income attributable to the company was 1.6 million or 11 cents per diluted share, an increase of 183.5% from 0.6 million or 4 cents per diluted share for the same period of 2009. GAAP net income attributable to the company results for 2009 include about 85,000 of non-cash income related to the change in fair value of a derivative liability compared to about 1.1 million or 8 cents per diluted share of non-cash expense related to the change in fair value of a derivative liability in 2009. Excluding these non-cash items for 2010 and 2009, non-GAAP diluted per share, earnings per share were 10 cents in 2010 compared with 12 cents in 2009. Now I will turn the call to Edward for some closing remarks.
Thank you, Emily. With respect to our financial outlook for the second quarter of 2010, the company expected total net sales of 23 to 26 million and net income of 1.2 to 1.5 million. For the full 2010 year, the company expected total net sales between 121 to 141 million and net income between 6.5 and 7 million. The 4-year revenue focus is comprised of 95 to 110 million in wholesale and 26 to 31 million in retail. Before we take any questions, I want to express my thanks to our investors for your continued support and confidence in our management team. We remain focused on executing our strategy to be a leading apparel supplier and retailer in China, known for innovation design, high quality products, and timely production. That ends our prepared remarks. Operator, we are ready to take some questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star, then one on your telephone keypad at this time. Please ensure that your mute function is turned off before posing your question. Once again, that is star one. And we'll pause for just one moment. And to allow another opportunity for participants to signal for a question, please press star one at this time. And we do have a question from Jin Liu with Hoanai, 21st Century Fund.
Thank you. Thank you for taking questions. Good evening, Edward and Emily.
Good evening.
And yes, and my first question is regarding the gross margin of retail and wholesale. And I'm so sorry, I didn't hear that about clearly. Could you mind repeating that again?
What?
The gross margin of retail and wholesale.
Okay, the gross margin for our wholesale business this year is 20.8%. Last year is 23%. And the retail business, the gross margin this year is 27% and last year is 33%.
Yes. And going forward, do you think the gross margin, especially the gross margin of retail, I think a little bit lower than the usual level? And in the future, in the remainder of this year, do you think this gross margin will continue?
Okay, so for the wholesale business, because this year, last year is, just this year they're finishing their crisis or continual crisis. So another additional problem is this year everything the material resource, everything increased, the costing, the real material. So this is for wholesale business. So I think after 1 year maybe become established. But now generally just after the crisis, so I think after 1 year, maybe I hope can come to the establish step by step. So for the wholesale and for retail business, one thing is because of the real materials, they increase the costing. The second thing is our policy. We decrease our sales price for the retail business. This means for our, we hope can increase our same store sales. So this means we decrease our price and we can get good results for our sales and also get a very good result for our gross margin. Gross profit, not gross margin. Gross margin is come down. But the gross profit is more. Do you understand? Make sense?
Yes, that makes sense, and that's very helpful. And regarding the wholesale, from the general customer, and from their data, and I noticed that the apparel export has been improving in the first 4 months. And would you mind sharing your opinions on the prospects of wholesale in the remainder of this year?
Or this year?
Yes.
In the
H2 or in the following quarters of this year?
Yeah, from the quarter two, Q2 to Q4, right?
Yeah, right.
I have said, I think for our wholesale business should be keep our the original target, original plan, almost get better.
And my last question is about the Lagogo. And in April, yes, Avglory acquired the remaining 40% stake and then completely owned the Lagogo. And
yeah.
Could you mind talking about more a little bit, talking more about a little, do you have any detailed plans to promote or strengthen your retail operation? And do you mind sharing your comments on that?
Okay. So, we have, buy another 40% from another shareholder come to Avglory. So this means from now, Avglory 100%, share with this, the Lagogo brand, right?
Yes.
So this means is we hope in the future can let our, investors get a good retain all benefits from our Lazada retail business. And the second thing, why we buy now? So, in the very beginning, we invested to the Lazada Bear about 10%. And also, we joint venture with Lazada Bear for this Lazada brand. 60% for EVK, 40% for Lazada Bear. We have the idea or cooperation idea. So after 2 years, if everything successful, we should be buy this 40% and sell another 10% to them. This is original agreement.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think that's very that's a smart decision and a smart action.
Yeah. I think, you know, for the company volume, maybe get better for this case.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks so much. That's all my questions.
It's my pleasure.
And we have no further questions in our queue. I would like to turn the call back over to our presenters for any additional or closing remarks.
Thank you, operator. And we should thank everybody for joining us on this morning's call. We look forward to providing updates for you in future quarters. Thank you.
And that does conclude today's call. Thank you all for your participation.